UILL programs are made possible by English Hedgerow, a special event florist, bistro, and full-service caterer on the corner of University and Lincoln Avenue, Urbana. English Hedgerow delivers distinctive bouquets, plants, gift baskets, and gourmet box lunches throughout the Champaign-Urbana area.
This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Jason Croft is our technical director. It's 1230, time for AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. A spokeswoman says Vice President Dick Cheney experienced an abnormal heartbeat this morning and will see doctors this afternoon for outpatient treatment to restore his normal rhythm. It's the second time in less than a year that he'll have the procedure. Cheney has canceled plans to attend a campaign event today in the Chicago suburbs. He was supposed to stump a Republican congressional candidate, Marty Ozinga, who's in a close race with Democratic State Senator Debbie Halverson. Cheney underwent the same procedure last year. He's had four heart attacks as well as quadruple bypass surgery and two artery-clearing angioplasties. An organization that encourages the study of free markets and principles of Western civilization says moving off the University of Illinois campus won't discourage its mission. The Academy on Capitalism and Limited Government Fund holds its second conference tomorrow, just days after agreeing to operate independently of the U of I. Faculty had raised questions that its structure might restrict topics to those with a certain point of view, creating an undue conservative political influence. But Acting Executive Director Tom O'Loughlin says the new relationship is simply a matter of changing administrative language, as it sets up a fund to handle donor grants within the U of I Foundation. He says the Academy's primary allegiance lies with the Urbana campus.
And I think most of our donors share that view. So the donor gifts, donor grants, would be made first and foremost with donor intent in mind. And then, hopefully, the school would feel that this research, this curriculum modification, this curriculum addition would be a welcome addition.
O'Loughlin says in a worst-case scenario, faculty members or Chancellor Richard Herman can reject any donation if they felt the funds would be unsuitable for research. O'Loughlin says the Academy could then opt to direct its funds to other campuses, but adds that's merely speculation at this point. The Academy plans to relocate to the U of I Research Park. The second annual conference is tomorrow at the I Hotel. The keynote speaker is Carl Schramm, that's the president and CEO of the Kauffman Foundation. Indiana University's president says that school will slow down hiring for administrative positions and take other cost-saving measures. Michael McRobbie says IU wasn't hit as hard as some other schools by the financial meltdown, but needs to take steps because the school may see lower interest income, less philanthropic giving, and smaller student loans. McRobbie made the comments in his State of the University address yesterday. He's requested a slowdown in the hiring of non-faculty positions and has asked for a list of cost-saving measures within a week that could be put into place quickly. He also says a task force will find ways to help students and their families find affordable student loans. The school board at Rantoul Township High School will now vote on a new contract for its more than 60 teachers. Last night, the teachers' union ratified the deal. Union spokesman Gene Vanderport says the vote was overwhelmingly in favor, but he won't disclose the contract's terms or the exact vote. Teachers and the administration reached the deal last week at Rantoul Township after several months of talks. People who get the occasional parking ticket might get a break from the city of Urbana if the city goes along with recommendations in a study. Gently worded warning tickets are the most striking suggestions from the report, which Urbana commissioned to tackle downtown parking issues. Patrick Pioletti of the city's Public Works Department says Urbana faces what other cities deal with, parking shortages in high-demand areas, while other spaces go unused. Pioletti says to keep encouraging more people downtown, the study recommends so-called courtesy tickets for parking offenses like letting the meter run out or parking over a line, but only if the driver hasn't been ticketed for at least 6 months.
The warning ticket would say something like, you know, thank you for visiting downtown Urbana. We appreciate your patronage. By the way, here's the infraction that you would otherwise have received a ticket for, and here's where you can, you know, if it's a parking overtime situation, for instance, here's where you can park if, you know, for longer durations of time, for instance.
Pioletti acknowledges that the practice would take a bite out of Urbana's budget since parking violations bring in more than $500,000 a year. But he says the study also suggests creating new parking spaces along wide streets like Broadway with an additional parking deck in the city as a long-term idea. The city is releasing the study and inviting public questions at a meeting this afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Urbana Civic Center. They'll also discuss the city's new master plan for bicycles. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Today's broadcast is made possible in part by Eastern Rug Gallery, offering a wide selection of guaranteed, hand-knotted, Oriental, and Persian rugs. Eastern Rug Gallery also offers a cleaning and repair service. 1402 South Neal in Champaign.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us now with a look at the weather. Hi, Ed.
Good afternoon.
In the news at the top of the hour, news about Omar.
Yeah, there's an Omar out there.
A hurricane, or a tropical storm, anyway.
Yeah, and right now it doesn't, it's moving toward the northeast, so kind of away from a lot of land areas. So hopefully we don't need to deal with Omar. And Omar actually is now a hurricane. That's probably why.